morning. Welcome to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magnet Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Trust Across America, or I should say Magnet Investing. I have my mind thinking about trust right now. Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel, and we're going to talk a lot about trust across America because today over at the New York Stock Exchange at 3:45, we will be revealing some of the names that showed up on top of our list of the most trustworthy companies in America. And just to kind of backtrack a little bit, it's been a fantastic year for most investors, most professionals, frankly, more than individuals. And it's been a year where the indexes have kind of achieved a higher level than an average year, although this has been anything but an average year. Money managers, most mutual funds, and if you really know what you're doing, probably significantly outperformed the averages. But the individual investor, so burned from a decade of breakdown in trust, there's an unbelievable amount of money sitting in money markets earning less than half of 1%. Why? Not because I think people are afraid of losing their job anymore. Not because they're even afraid of the double dip anymore. Just because they don't trust the market. They don't trust Wall Street. They don't trust the perceived creeps that run companies. So we started to do it. We have a sister show now over on Voice America Variety. We're doing it on Wednesdays called Trust Across America. We engaged in a process of collaborating with leading experts about what actually makes trust, what are the drivers of trust of public companies. And then we set out on another mission to find out who actually ranked these companies and were there any third-party independent folks that ranked things like corporate integrity and transparency and sustainability and corporate accounting clarity and mischievousness, if you will. And then we blended that with the Magnet stock selection process and equally weighted came out with a list of the most trustworthy companies in America. We've been collaborating with all sorts of wonderful groups, the Harvard Business School, some of the renowned think tanks like the Aspen Institute weighed in for us. And so the other thing that happened, as Wall Street should, and I think Wall Street is going to take advantage of this, if we could begin evaluating companies a different way, if we could create, rather than the fastest quarterly earnings growth or the biggest beat on quarterly estimates, which is what dominated Wall Street and frankly caused a lot of bad behavior over the last decade, if we could start thinking a little bit more holistically, blending non-financials with financials, we know that the weakest link in any chain is what breaks it. So companies that have no perceived and visible weaknesses in the areas of financials, accounting, corporate integrity, transparency and sustainability, that acronym creates an acronym called FACTS. And I guess it came so easily to me because with the Magnet stock selection almost 20 years ago, we were blending value, growth, and momentum before anyone was even thinking that was really possible. Well, we created another thing. We think it creates the most trustworthy companies in America. And the great news is even if you want to go to AAMportfolios.com, there was a new issue of a unit investment trust where 30 companies are bought and held for 1 year and 1 day. So everyone gets a long-term return on their investment. And that product just came out last week, and it's really exciting. I'll talk about it on CNBC later. But what we're trying to do here is not only significantly outperform the market, but literally change the game a little bit. We've listed on our website at Trust Across America, Trust.com, the top in sector, the 59 that made the gold list. You'll see a host of friends who've all collaborated and worked together. So that's the most exciting thing. It just hit. And I really encourage you to go over to trustacrossamerica.com and maybe even over if you're interested. This investment product is going to be sold by all of Wall Street, all the majors, whether you have an account at Morgan Stanley or Wachovia. I don't want to mention any names above any others. But that product called the Navalier Kimmel Fax Portfolio has gone live, and it's available for one click, one button, see your advisor, and check that out. So that's really exciting. Now, I'm calling you again from the headquarters here at T3Live.com, where we do something else. And we're overlooking, my office here overlooks the Statue of Liberty. It's a beautiful environment. Not so much long-term investing here, but more capitalizing on the shorter swings in the market, because there are traders and there are investors, and they actually act very differently. I'm the investor here, and you'll see that their website is going to be revamped in the beginning of the year to include like two different areas, one more for trading, one more for investing. We're working right now on bringing a newsletter of the top-ranked magnet stocks and building a model portfolio, and this is all about investor education. Because I think, again, what's happening here is that Wall Street, or I should say the public over at Main Street, just would rather try their own hand to a certain degree rather than trust the money manager, rather than trust a broker. People are actually putting their own money, their own time into becoming better investors, and we're going to help them. So I'm looking right here on our live virtual trading room. You could see some very renowned traders, exactly what they own, what they're short, and then when they close a position, it shows as a flat position. And this, again, I'm calling it transparent trading. I don't know of another place where you could have a host of different people, where there's swing traders, income traders kind of moving in and out of the market, or investors and kind of call in. We're doing a morning call here. We're doing an afternoon wrap-up. And I got to tell you, the energy here is absolutely fantastic. Is the energy fantastic because of a bull market? Again, I'm not really thinking that's the case. I think that if you're going to be a really good investor, you have to be somewhat agnostic to sectors, to stocks, to all different kinds of things, and ask yourself the most important question, which I kind of remind everybody every day. Drill down first and ask, is it healthy out there? Is this an environment that's absolutely a slippery slope where no matter what you're looking at, they're going down in price, the definition of a bear market? Well, it's quite the opposite. In fact, if you're looking at this marketplace right now, we're seeing virtually no new lows on common stocks above $15. Now, that's really rare. You're seeing an advanced decline line breaking out to new highs. That's the sign, in fact, of a really healthy market. And then the other thing you have is an incredible amount of skepticism, people waiting for the bottom to fall out, people waiting for the bad news to hit. And something that's kind of interesting, this bull market right now has had more 5% corrections. This is a 21-month-old bull market, and the market was really defined by the March low in 2009. But over the next 21 months, we've had more 5% corrections than really any other bull market in decades. So these corrections is what people keep people nervous, keep the sentiment from getting excited. And I ask you as an investor, do you feel euphoria? Do you feel Main Street and Wall Street acting so excited? Well, I don't. I think, frankly, people are skepticism. I think people are saying, well, I'll leave my money in the money market because I don't really know what to do. I don't know what companies. I don't know who to trust. So I'm trying to do it from two prongs. One side is the most trustworthy companies where you can buy them and you can hold them. You hold them for a year. You can watch them. You can see their price change as a unit investment trust every single day. But you're not in there trading, you're not buying, you're not kind of playing the waves or any other thing. Or you take a different approach of saying, I really enjoy the market. I love trying to discover what I call new magnets. I like being in the market. I don't want to be very diversified. I want to try to pick the winners, if you will. Maybe we could help you at T3 Live. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to Matt Shiffrin. And Matt's over at Forbes. He's written an excellent new book. I love the title of it, and I have to admit I read some excerpts, and I haven't got a chance to see the whole book. But Matt's talking about the Buffett next door and really trying to help people understand and get some insights about investing, really saying you don't need to be a hedge fund superstar, you don't need the MBA, you could become a great investor, and he kind of shows you how, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. So what we've done here on Magnet Investing for six, maybe it's 7 years already, it's kind of incredible, whether we've had on Jimmy Rogers, Michael Steinhardt, Louis Navalier, who partnered up with me in this new unit investment trust. We've literally had the best newsletter writers, the best authors, the best money managers, and it's all because I don't think that anybody should be pushed into one investment style. It's a matter of understanding who you are, how much time you have to dedicate to the market, how well you can control your emotions, how patient you are. So what works for one investor may not work for another. This is why we're not giving out hot stock tips. We're not trying to give out the stock of the day here. We're trying instead to teach you to fish, to instead of giving you the fish of the day. And that's really the expression that stuck with me. What it's all been about is about an educational process. Here at T3 Live, it gives me the opportunity to show you when I'm buying, what I'm buying, what I'm selling short. And then we take it all the way to the other extreme, to the most trustworthy companies in America. And you can see that over at trustacrossamerica.com. It's so exciting. I can't wait to share it. I'll share that from the floor of the New York Stock Exchange today at 3:45. It's time for commercial break. We have Matthew Shiffrin coming up, and Matt is probably going to tell you things that you never saw before, never heard before. We're looking forward to the conversation with Matt following this quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And as we always like to do, we try to teach people how to invest. We don't want to give the stock of the day. We bring on leading money managers and authors. It's a pleasure right now to bring on from Forbes, Matthew Shiffrin. I had the pleasure of meeting Matthew a few years ago. He's come out with a new book, The Buffett Next Door. And Matt, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jordan. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, no, it's been a little while. It's great to catch up with you. And I read some great reviews about your book. I said, let me bring you on to talk about it. I think it's exactly what we try to do here. Before we get into the meat of your book, The Buffett Next Door, why don't you share with everybody your role over it at Forbes, your title maybe, what you specialize in, what you write on for Forbes, then we'll get into your book.
Okay, well, great. I've been with Forbes a long time, actually 26 years.
Wow.
I am the investing editor of Forbes, and I mostly oversee investing content in Forbes magazine and on Forbes.com, and I also am running a division of Forbes called Forbes Newsletters, which specializes in investment newsletters, and some of the editors we have there, like Richard Lehman, who writes about income stocks, income investments.
Mm-hmm.
And my book, The Warren Buffett's Next Door, it's about the greatest investors you've never heard of and what you can learn from them. It's something that kind of came out of my work at Forbes. 10 years ago, I edited a publication for Forbes. I created a publication called Forbes Best of the Web. And when I did that, I wrote an article at one point that said, will the web produce the next Warren Buffett? And while I don't know of any billionaires yet who claim to be online investors, I can say that the 10 individuals who I've profiled in my new book are people who have harnessed kind of the information, the tools that are easily accessible now on the web and have taught themselves to be outstanding investors. You know, we're talking about people who have average annual returns as long as a decade of, you know, 30% plus per year. And so so what my book hopes to do is to show people all these 10 individual investors who have become outstanding investors, and hopefully, you know, you learn from them. Each one of them has a little bit different style. Some are value investors, you know, some are one's a technician, I've got a trader, I've got a guy who focuses mostly on commodity stocks, I've got someone who's a quant, and the intention is to to inspire and educate individual investors.
Right, and that's fantastic. And I think that, you know, the whole key in any business, any profession, anything you want to do, is see who's absolutely doing the best and see what they're doing right, maybe see what they've experienced to learn from their mistakes as well. Let's jump into it and ask a couple questions. I mean, I love these kind of books where you profile, where different folks are profiled. I want to ask you if there's one particular trait that kind of runs, you know, through many of them. That's one thing I'd love to hear first.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because there definitely were a few. Okay, the first thing you got to know about these guys is that they're all very passionate about investing. I don't believe you can be good at investing unless you really like to invest. So these guys all spend, frankly, hours a day. I'd say a minimum of 3 hours a day focused on their portfolios and investments. So there's that kind of passion for investing. The other interesting thing I found in a number of them, not all of them, but almost all of them, is they're very frugal. So, and it's not just about, you know, these guys want to buy a stock that for 50 cents when they think it's worth a dollar. And that's definitely true when they invest. But it's interesting, it pervades their life, their life outside of investing as well. One of the guys in my book, Alan Hill, who's doing quite well, is a retiree down in New Mexico. You know, he prides himself on the fact that he's 71 years old, I believe. He's never bought a new car in his life. And so, you know, these guys, and there's another guy named Mike Koza, he's a civil engineer out of Sacramento, and he's a value investor. And he literally turned $100,000 that was languishing in a brokerage account into over $3 million in about 9 years. And when I called him, I said, "Mike, your phone is awfully staticky. What's going on?" And he's like, "Yeah, I picked this up for a dollar at a rummage sale." So here's a guy, a multimillionaire, who's talking through a phone that cost him a dollar. So that whole idea of being frugal, you know, it's similar to Buffett. I mean, I think it's been reported that Buffett lives in the same house he's always lived in. I mean, here's the third richest man in the world who doesn't have palaces. And so that's another really interesting thing I saw, is these guys tended to be very frugal in their life as well as in their investing.
Perfect. That's really interesting. So let me jump to another point, which I think is great. If we all could, and it's very difficult to do it, we would learn from other people's mistakes and not make them ourselves. Are there any kind of mistakes that they've shared or things that they've grown through to maybe help someone who hasn't gone through it yet?
Right, definitely. There's one of the guys, Bob Krebs, who one of his specialties is generating income from selling out of the money call and put options. He's also a regular straight long equity investor, but one of the mistakes that he warns against, and he's gotten caught in this, is to you know, be careful not to impose your ego on the market. So a lot of people, when they buy stocks, they use two currencies. There's a currency you get in the bank, money, and then there's the other thing, is it's the emotional currency. You've convinced yourself that based on your research that you are right, and that you the stock is a great buy and you need to be in the stock, but then the stock will go against you, but you'll have fallen in love with the stock, and so you'll have all this emotional currency invested in the stock, and you'll basically ride your losses down because you can't be wrong, and you've invested that ego into the stock. That's a very dangerous thing. You have to be disciplined about that. You know, this guy Krebs has lost money in his early days because he became emotionally tied to a stock, and others have admitted that sometimes, you know, you do that. So you need to develop a discipline. Another mistake that was mentioned, and this was particularly true before the financial crisis, the crash, was value traps. People would become lulled by a dividend. You know, one of the stocks that everybody was buying before the crash was Washington Mutual, WAMU. It had a very high dividend yield. I think it was like 6% or 7%. It was high, and it was, you know, it's a big bank. And when the liquidity crisis came, you know, that dividend went away, and then the bank essentially went away too. And you get caught in these value traps. Looks great on paper, but some overriding catalyst causes it to drop. So that's a danger that they talk about.
Right. And you know, just kind of adding on to that, this concept of, well, if I liked it at 20, I have to like it at 10, I have to like it at 5. Are any of these guys preaching against averaging down, or have any of them been successful?
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of these guys, one guy, Mike Koza, the guy who turned 100,000 into 3 million, He's got like this constitution of steel, and so he does an extreme amount of research. He'll really dig through the numbers and figure out a company's liquidation value. So he's the guy who will buy a stock down to low, you know, to really low price,
okay.
And he's been successful. Another guy in there, Bob Krebs, he's like, no, if a stock goes against him like 20 or 30%, he's out, and that's it. And it's like, you know, he'd rather be buying a stock on the way up than trying to, you know, buy more as it gets cheaper. He says,
right.
You know, there's a lot of very professional value investors who will play that game, and, you know, he's not willing to do it. So there's definitely some of them who, you know, doubling down is like a curse to him. His attitude is don't double down.
Right. And let me mention, I mean, there's about another 15 questions I'd like you to ask. I'm not sure. I know you're busy with Forbes. I don't think you have time for a second segment. I want to ask you that so I don't run out of time right now.
I'd be happy to do a second segment whenever you want.
I'm saying, if you could stay on for the commercial break, I have a number of things to talk about. I don't know if you have another appointment right at
the
bottom.
No, I'm good. We're good. I can hang.
Oh, good. So then let me kind of, you know, continue along this line. You know, the last book that I wrote is about the warning that maybe too much diversification just gets you average returns. My best guess is none of your 10 with these outsized returns, I'm sure they really couldn't have been practicing lots of diversification.
You know, Jordan, your book was right on, and you're absolutely right. One of the major rules that I've saw across investors is, you know, don't get hung up on diversification. In fact, I think Warren Buffett was the one who said, you know, diversification is simply protection against ignorance. If you, mm-hmm. It makes little sense if you know what you're doing. And so most of these guys, when they found something they really like, they backed up the truck.
Right. And you know, it's funny because Wall Street will tell you, and again, I've written a lot of this of myself, the only thing to do is diversify. The only thing to do is diversify. I'm really glad, Matt, you can join us for a second segment. Before we go to a break, remind everybody they could read you online. They could read you in print. Tell them where they could find you online.
Yeah, so you can find me on Forbes.com. Specifically, I have a blog there called blogs.forbes.com/Schifrin, S-C-H-I-F-R-I-N. And I also, if you go to mattschifrin.com, you can find out more about my book, The Warren Buffett's Next Door. There's actually videos of all the guys up there.
Fantastic. We're going to hear more about The Buffett Next Door by Matt Schifrin following a quick break. It's a real treat to have you on, Matt. Thanks for sticking around. We have a couple commercials to deal with. We'll be right back with Matt Schifrin following sponsor break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magna Investing, and we're with Matt Shiffrin over at Forbes and the author of his new book. I want to get this right. We all want to be Warren Buffett, but there's a lot of Buffett's next door. And is the exact title, Matt, The Buffett's Next Door?
It's called The Warren Buffett's Next Door, The World's Greatest Investors You've Never Heard Of and What You Can Learn From Them.
Well, fantastic. We were saying the first segment, Matt, the whole key is if you have the ability to uncover some of the great investors and got a chance to spend time with them and your access allowed you that, I mean, it's a privilege to really learn from the guys who are hitting it out of the park, not 1 year, but consistently over a 10-year period. We talked about some of the common traits. I can't wait. I know that, you know, from your readings and your writings, I haven't seen the book yet. I'm excited to read it. Share some more, if you will, some of the insights you're getting from these 10 investors. I'm curious, are any of them women?
I wish I could say some of them are women, and I'm sure there are great women investors out there, and I hope they'll email me about it. None of my guys are women, but interesting, one of the guys, one of the chapters, chapter three, I entitled Ladies' Man. It's about this guy, Mike Koza, who I mentioned before the break, who turned $100,000 into over $3 million. I call him Ladies' Man because Mike, before Mike figured out he was a good investor, all he liked to do was, he's from California, was go out and whitewater raft. That was his passion. Okay. But he met his wife through the personals, and she looked at his portfolio, and she said, Mike, you know, what's the matter with you? You're really smart. Why don't you do this yourself? This broker's not doing you any good. And she took his advice, and he's become a great value investor. It's his passion now. And the interesting thing is I call him Ladies' Man is because really his wife, Maria, is really the driving force behind his success. And they do, you know, you've heard it said that behind every great man is a great woman, or at least a strong woman. And he's definitely an example of that. So though I have no you know, women investors profiled in my book, I'm sure they're out there, and I hope, you know, they'll contact me.
Okay, so contact Matt Shiffrin at Forbes.com. I think that's where to reach it. If you're a woman out there and you think you're deserving to be in an upcoming book by Matt in the future. But, Matt, let me ask you another thing on the psychological part of the business, and I think which is so important. I'm guessing none of these folks are managing money for other people and kind of whispering in their ear about what's bothering them and the impatience, I think, that comes from managing other people's money.
Yeah, for the most part, it's all their own capital. There's one of the guys who's done very well. Some of his friends asked him to start a hedge fund. But for the most part, it is their own capital, and in some cases, it's their nest egg. It's their retirement capital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it's your own money, you know, these guys all take risks. It's not like they don't take risks in some of the investments they make, but when it's your money, you take a very calculated risk, and and I think that, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with other people's money, there's a whole different motivation there. You know, you want to beat that index or at least come close to that index because that's really what's going to keep you employed.
Right,
but these guys,
right.
It's like,
exactly,
I need
where I was
to
going,
afford
yeah.
to retire. Mm-hmm. It's a different deal.
Well, and then the other thing is, you know, talk about a little bit, if you could, I don't know how much or what level, you know, ran through these guys in terms of patience. I know discipline is critical. What about the word patience? Does it come up a lot in the words of these 10 investors?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on the investor. A few of my guys are swing traders and traders, so patience isn't really a virtue for them. Mm-hmm. But there's a guy named Chris Reese, who I call Vagabond Value, who has he has a very deep concentrated portfolio. He hopes to hold, he likes to hold only 10 stocks at a time.
Okay.
And you know, like Buffett, he wants to hold them for as long as possible. His turnover is very low, so patience is very important. He does a tremendous amount of research, looks to buy stocks at a significant discount to their tangible book value, and you know, his screening process is fairly rigorous, and that's you know, so for him, patience is an important thing. I think most of the value guys who I interviewed, patience is a big deal for them. Less so for the traders, but absolutely. Right. Patience and discipline are, you know, two of the virtues of investing.
Great. And so let me throw out this, because I think this is really important. What I've always talked about is that you have to know who you are as an investor. In because if you try to emulate the wrong guy, if you're a value guy, you try to, you know, be a momentum guy, you're going to get thrown off kilt. Talk about, I mean, there's so many ways to skin a cat, and it seems like you found a whole lot of different approaches, all leading to the same result of significant outperformance. But talk about, like, the different, I guess, psychological makeups you have to do things certain ways.
Absolutely. I think, you hit the nail on the head. There are different ways to skin a cat. It depends on who you are. It depends on where you are in your life stage. One of the guys I profile, for example, is a guy named Alan Hill. He's out of Placidas, New Mexico. He's recently retired, and he's got a significant nest egg. And what he does is he splits it up in two. So one half of his nest egg he has in what he calls steady eddies. They're more yield-oriented stocks, some REITs, some energy stocks. And then the other half he's got in Chinese microcaps. And he calls that his fun part. But and in that part, he is somewhat diversified because he readily admits that, you know, for every 10 stocks he gets into, two will go to zero. Mm-hmm. And so you can't put all your eggs in one basket. That said, when he does find something that he, in the Chinese microcap arena, that he thinks is just a screaming buy, he will, you know, load up on shares there. But his approach has a lot to do, you know, with his life stage, in that he has a pension and he's doing well, and he can afford, to take part of his portfolio and actually take a little more risk with it. I think that, you know, a lot of my mathematical guy, there's a guy in my book named John Navin. He's a former DJ, but very much into math and probability. He actually played poker. He was a card counter for a little while on the side. And so he's a technician. He loves the whole probability thing. He does Elliott Wave Theory and uses Fibonacci and all those kind of things. And so, you know, that's his personality. He's really into probability, and that's the way he approaches it. So you're right. You know, different strokes for different investors, but you're absolutely right. Same. The end game is the same. I need to provide for my family and my retirement.
Right. And I think that what I'm hearing and feeling more is people are saying, you know, you could blame your broker, you could blame Wall Street, but if you could harness yourself and really take responsibility, you know, there's really no one to blame. And I think that's when, you know, success actually shows up. Here's a really interesting question, man. It might be a hard one, but, you know, 26 years at Forbes, you basically met everybody out there. Was there anything that from any one of these 10 investors that outright surprised you, that you never heard, saw, or, you know, seen anywhere before?
No, that is an interesting question.
It's a hard question. I know we talk about discipline, we talk about patience, but was anyone like, wow, I never saw this before at all?
I learned a great deal. I didn't know a lot about Elliott Wave and technical analysis, and so that was kind of interesting to me, and I learned how these mathematical theories could actually be applied to investing, which was kind of interesting to me. I didn't expect everyone to be as frugal as they were, so that was kind of interesting. Although I will admit, I knew that a lot of I've interviewed a lot of important portfolio managers and money managers, and some of them, you know, you have to buy lunch because that's the way they are.
But, right. It really is true, especially the value guys.
Yeah, the value guys. And so, and the other thing that I didn't expect is that a lot of these guys focus on big gainers and losers of the day. You know, so every day, the whatever website you go to or the papers will talk about big gainers and losers. So they look at those, they scan those for ideas, because they look for market disconnects or hiccups where there's irrational selling going on, so that they can try and buy something a little cheaper. The other thing that was fascinating to me was the options strategy. The guy who I wrote about in Chapter 2, who I call Options Apostle, this guy Bob Krebs, he uses out-of-the-money calls and puts to generate income. His goal is to generate a 1.5% to 3% per month in income from his portfolio, and he's quite aggressive at it, and he's done extremely well. And you know, in looking at it, I used to think options were just completely risky, but it's really a smart strategy that, if done well, is not more risky and can just really increase your odds of bringing in significant amount of income for your portfolio.
Right. No, I agree. I see that more and more, people using option strategies in a conservative way. So let's talk about just two more points, and then here's one of them. The thought is that I talk about like the game of chess, where nobody is a great chess player when they begin, and you shouldn't be frustrated by any early losses, that you actually have to, what they call, pay tuition, and then, develop a skin and develop the confidence. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. Even though my book, the longest track record that I monitored was 10 years, the truth is most of these investors who I profile have been investing a lot longer than 10 years. For some it's 35 years. And so there's a learning curve, and you're not going to be great when you start. You have to learn. I think the great thing now is that in the old days you might have had to enroll in an MBA school or go to a special school to become a better investor or apprentice at a brokerage house or something like that. But nowadays, it's all accessible to you online. There are, in my book, I have a chapter called Legendary Investor Incubators, and it maps out all the different websites, not only that these Warren Buffett's next door use, but also just great sites for learning to be a better investor.
Right. So, Matt, the reason I'm so thrilled that you joined us, I believe the first thing you have to do is read as much as you can, follow the most successful at any field that you're interested in doing. You're covering them both in one book. Remind us one more time the title of the book.
Okay, the book is called The Warren Buffett's Next Door, The World's Greatest Investors You've Never Heard Of and What You Can Learn From Them. And
they're going to find you where? They're going to find you where?
You can find me at Matt Schifrin, MattSchifrin.com, or just go to Forbes.com, and if you click around, I'm sure you search there, you'll find my byline. I've actually got a page on Forbes called The Buffett's Next Door, where I keep people updated on the stocks these guys are buying and stuff like that.
Really fantastic. And Matt, we really appreciate you joining us. I want to wish a great new year ahead, a healthy, a profitable one. It was a treat to have you on the show today, and I look forward. I'm definitely going to catch up with you as soon as I can. All righty?
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Jordan.
All righty. And folks, you're listening to Magnet Investing. We're on Voice America Business. We need one more quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to wrap up. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. It was a treat to have Matt Shiffrin on. Matt is someone I've known for a few years. In fact, I was profiled in Forbes years ago. It was a great article. They called me Kimmel the Unterrible because in the article I talked that almost every stock that I look at is terrible. It's either overvalued, it doesn't grow fast enough, it didn't have all the metrics I need, and frankly, we've taken that to another level right now, and I'm going to go back to where I kind of started this show. Think if you had the top-ranked magnet stocks and the top-ranked companies on Louis Mavalier's model. Louis's a friend. He's a professional, been in the business 25 years, and he's got a very different model than I have. He's considered one of the great growth investors of this era. Then you take another model and you say, we're just going to rank companies by their corporate governance style and their integrity, how independent their board is, and does the CEO get to vote on his own salary, and what's the percentage of his salary versus other people in the company. Great metrics to look at. Then another separate company that measures a company based upon the sustainability of that company. So when people think about the word sustainability, they're immediately thinking green and recycling, and they're thinking about those kind of things. Well, what about the turnover ratio of employees? What about the relationship with the community? What about even their relationship with their suppliers and their customers? That's really what you're talking about when I'm thinking about sustainability. And we've had a host of experts come in and help us choose in terms of what makes a company trustworthy and ask the question, well, what about how we rank companies? So when I think Magnet as being discriminating and Magnet actually picking the needle out of the haystack, the new acronym we've created, FACTS, and there's a whole write-up all about this on trustacrossamerica.com. When you take those five factors and you just say, well, let's see who's average at this and average at this and average at this, and who's above average, and then who's above average in all five factors, well, there's only 59 companies in America that are above average in each one of the characteristics. We call them the gold list. They're up on our website. In order to make this, though, investable to the public, we did something a little bit different. We only started with the 500 largest companies because we actually think this is going to be a game changer. We want this investment to be able to grow as large as it can. So we start with the 500 largest companies, total liquidity, huge companies. You can buy as many shares as you want without affecting the market. And then we start screening down. Financially strong, corporate integrity, sustainability, transparency. Again, whittling it down to 30 companies and then making sure that no one industry is overrepresented. Because while I very much believe that 30 companies will give you all the diversification you want, if you're in 30 companies that all make semiconductor chips, you're really not diversified. So rather than saying we have to pick two from column A and two from column C and two from column D, we simply said no one industry can be bigger than 25% representation, the overall portfolio. And then if it happens to pick an auto, it picks an auto. If it happens to pick a utility, it picks a utility. But we're not asking one from each column. Folks, this is, in 25 years I've been in the business, it's the most important initiative I've ever encountered, because I think, again, the general public is being tortured in a money market. They're being sitting there at less than 1%. They don't know who to trust anymore. They thought they could trust the head of regulation at the NASDAQ, and he's now in jail. I mean, it goes on and on with what happened within America in the last 10 years, and the breakdown in trust is so well documented. The second question is, how do you turn it around? How do you just kind of move this ocean liner that's pointed down and turn it around? Well, the markets themselves, by the way, if you didn't panic and you didn't sell back in March 09 when people thought the world was ending, it's amazing. The NASDAQ has recovered 86% from there, or virtually, it's only down like 10-15% from the top at this stage. So if you were a regular dollar cost averager and you were buying every month with your pension or your side money, putting it away for college funds, you're actually ahead of where you were in 07 already. But the individual, for the most part, is so well documented. There are literally trillions that ran to the money market and have not been able to find their way out. I think it's the saddest thing in the world. I'm trying to approach it two different ways. One is to say, if you have the time and you have the interest and you love the market and you can spend those 3 hours a day that Matt Schifrin just talked about, well, come to T3Live.com, come on to the virtual trading floor and literally meet people, not me only, but 5, 6, 7 other guys, all with different styles, all of us hosting our own radio show, all of us involved, some of them are on CNBC as often as I am, and find out who you are and see what you could learn. If you don't have that time, and frankly, most people don't. Most people are engaged professionally doing other things. They get home, their family, there's all kinds of other obligations and things maybe even that they would rather be doing. So my answer is simple. What would you rather do than every single year be invested in the 30 companies that ranked out the highest in trust, the most trustworthy companies? And here's the interesting thing. The back test has been done, the studies have been done, and not only on my process, but there's 20 different studies, literally 20, and I could give you access to them if you'd like, about the relationship of companies with good corporate governance and sustainability and people thinking about these lines. It's not a soft item, folks. They actually, these companies outperform the market. They do better than the market in terms of price return, and they're more sustainable. And one last thing. We lived in the dreadful year of BP. Hate to mention them. The number one ranked company of all in our entire model, interestingly, is in the exact same business as BP. If you want to see it, just go to the website, Trust Across America. But we're wrapping up towards the top of the hour. It's been an unbelievable professional year for me. I've landed exactly where I hope to land, this combination of TrustAcrossAmerica.com with an investment to help the individual that doesn't have the time. And now here at T3 Live, where it is just a blast. If you have time, you're in Lower Manhattan. If you're in New York, you want to visit an amazing trading room, an amazing intellectual sharing concept and community, that's what we have at T3Live.com. I have to stop and thank everybody throughout the year that's been helpful to us, that collaborated in one way or the other, and especially right now, the folks over at Voice America, who've been so great with us on both Magnet Investing for years, and now this year, Trust Across America as well. It's a great relationship. I think it's actually going to expand. We've got a production studio here in New York. We got all kinds of things we're talking about. Folks, have a healthy, happy, balanced, and profitable new year. I won't see you here next week here, so have a great holiday, great new year. We'll see you at the very top of 2011. Happy New Year and healthy profits. It's Jordan. Have a great, great new year. Take care.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magna Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.